Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the things about the people that occupy the gun industry space, whether it is actually making a gun or actually providing a service to gun owners, is how innovative they can be. And with the states, the way the states work things, you know, with this, the way they take the 10th Amendment and use it against us while completely blacking out the Second Amendment. In some cases, you could run into a situation where you might become a Brian Aitken or a Shanine Allen and then get in trouble. But my next guest saw that. And, you know, I've joked about this, doing this kind of thing for years. I guess I should have tried it out because apparently it works. So joining me from Gun Sitters is Eric Revels. Good evening, sir.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good to go. I'm good to know, go simply because you're out there and you're sort of like, you know, one of those Federation starships. You pull right up to the orbit of the enemy planet and just sort of sit there and everybody's passing by you as they go by. And hold on to my phaser for me, would you? What?
Basically how it is here.
So tell me what, I mean, what prompted you to put something together like this?
Okay, well, as a former federal officer, I had witnessed a lot of, basically, injustice. We had orders to go and take people's firearms from them, sometimes with or without justification, but I didn't think it was right. But I didn't have a place there. I had to do a job, and I did my job. But when I left the federal service and I found myself in 2010, I owned a data storage company, and we had an underground vault in Whippany, New Jersey. And a friend of mine was going through a divorce, and his wife, there was a text message that he had sent to her. She felt that it was threatening, and her father being a police officer, they went and arrested my friend and seized all of his firearms, except for one that was at his father's house. So then they went to his father's house and took all the father's firearms also, because it would be reasonable to believe that the son would have access to the father's guns. So it took him 2 years, even though the threat was found in court not to be credible, and there was no charges against him. He didn't have to plead guilty to anything. The charges were totally dropped. It took 2 years and almost $8,000 for him to get these firearms back into his possession and his father's guns back in his possession. So as I'm sitting there through this process, I'm thinking, you know what? I have a vault, and I can store people's guns in this vault if I could do it in the right way. And I just started researching what the laws had said and what the laws did not say, and approached the New Jersey State Police. Then they said go to the Attorney General's office, went to the Attorney General's office of the New Jersey. Then they said to go to the ATF. So I had to go to the ATF in both their regional and their national offices to find out how I could do this. And I figured out a way, presented them with my plan, and they okayed it, and that's what we've been doing. So we allow you to store your firearms in our secure vaults. That's basically the gist of it.
Now, for example, like you're right there on the border of New Jersey.
True, and you were telling, sides of the border.
Right. And you were telling me that if you sell your house in New Jersey, you can't have your gun because your gun is connected and registered to that address in New Jersey. So you have a lot of people coming to you, letting their gun sit with you while they go through all of the, I guess, the red tape they have to go through to transfer that gun registry from one address to the other.
Exactly. New Jersey has a system where all firearms are illegal for everyone to possess unless they have a firearms ID card.
Right.
That firearm ID card allows you to buy a rifle and shotgun as many as you want and as many as you can afford, but then also apply for a pistol permit per each pistol. Now, the thing is, once you sign the closing documents that you are leaving the house that your firearms ID card is issued to, now that firearms ID card no longer is valid. So there's a question mark of whether you can have these guns and actually move them to your new address, or
right.
God forbid there's a gap. So that's where a lot of people who are moving put their firearms with us, even before when they sign the closing, or even before they sign the real estate contract. Because remember, there's going to be people invited into your house, particularly when you're not home. You're not home during the open house. You're not home when these prospective buyers who are not background checked or may not be vetted at all by the realtor are walking through your house looking where your jewelry box is sitting and where your gun safe is in the, you know, inside the garage, in the basement, or in the closet. So these are people you can't control. These are people invited into your homes. So we have a lot of people whose homes are under construction. The guns come to us. A lot of people who are moving, the guns come to us. A lot of people, as a preemptive measure to create a safe place within the home when they're going through a divorce, their guns come to us.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I'm looking at your page right now, all the different ways the guns can...
Last week, we actually had to go to a guy's house to pick up his whole collection. Because he was late in dropping off his children on Father's Day at the police department for the wife to take the children from him. He was a half an hour late, and she went in 10 minutes after 6, and he was supposed to be there at 6 with the children, and she filed a missing persons report on the two children. So with that report, they had to tell her that, you know, even though he brought the children back, if you feel he's at extreme risk, you can fill out an affidavit, and a judge will basically look this over and either approve him as being an extreme risk to himself or others or not. So in the interim, he called us. We met him at his house. We took all the firearms, and then he can no longer be an extreme risk because he didn't have possession or ownership of the firearms or ammunition.
Just that one simple thing. All because he was 10 minutes late.
And he took the daughter to Walmart for an eye exam, and it ran long. And he was late. He was at half an hour late, but at 6:10 she filed a police report. But you know, you have children in school, and these liberal teachers that if they say the word gun, now this child has to go to the counselor's office, and then the counselors recommend that the parents shouldn't have guns in the house, and there's
right.
nowhere for them to keep these guns except with us, or turn them into the police where they may never get them back.
Okay. Well, we're coming up on the first break, and we got some fascinating... This is a fascinating application as far as helping you keep your guns safe. If you live, or if you work around, or if you have to go certain places, this is definitely... a place to talk about patronizing simply because of what they are and the protection they give you. You can find their website at gunsitters.com. My guest is Eric Revels. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking to Eric Rebels. He is the founder and operator of Gunsitters. Are you there? There
Hello.
You are. I hear you. I can tell when it comes back up. I was just waiting to hear that familiar tone. Now, you guys are an FFL.
Okay, no.
No.
Gunsitters is not. We have we are holders of an FFL outside of Gunsitters, but Gunsitters cannot. You cannot bring your firearms to a gun store and hope to store them there, because every firearm that comes into that present, that licensed address,
has to be booked in. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be booked in into the acquisition disposition book. So we are not. We are landlords. We provide you a place to securely. We provide a secure place where you can keep your guns inside a locked space that you lease from us. So we cannot be an FFL. We are not an FFL in the Gunsitter sense. Now, you had mentioned earlier about being on the liaison of different states. Like, we have sites in New Jersey, and we have sites in Pennsylvania, we have sites in Maryland, and we have sites in Virginia. Okay, so what that does is, as these gun laws change, as New Jersey gets a stricter gun law, or let's say New York, we have people from New York leave their guns in New Jersey. We have people from New Jersey leave their guns in Pennsylvania. So it's a three-tiered system. Whenever you're moving into New York, your firearms have to be registered. Every gun has to be registered with the county you're moving into, and you cannot take possession of them until you are in, you know, until they are registered. So the guns stay in New Jersey until your guns are registered in New York by make, model, and serial number, and then they could go from New Jersey into New York. Now, with Pennsylvania, if you are moving to New Jersey, you have firearms that are not legal in New Jersey. An M1 carbine is not legal. It is an assault weapon in New Jersey, and you'll spend 10 years in prison and $18,000 fine for just possessing an M1 carbine.
Wow.
So therefore, that gun would stay in Pennsylvania in your locker. Now, you could come to our Gunsitter sites in Pennsylvania. You could take that gun and shoot that gun in Pennsylvania and bring it back to your locker and not have any problems, because you can own the gun. You just can't possess it in New Jersey. So we have a lot of people who have their father's old war hand-me-downs that are in have lockers in New Jersey, but those particular firearms, which are not legal in New Jersey, are now kept in Pennsylvania. Or the people from Maryland right now have potentially better gun laws than Virginia is going to have when they put through their ban. So now that plays
pathetic.
Back and forth. That plays back and forth, where people from Virginia may be putting their guns in our Maryland site, and the people from Maryland may be putting their guns in their Virginia site.
Right.
So it just depends on the political atmosphere on how it rolls back and forth. But that's why we have these different sites, to protect people from these, you know, from these laws and from these lawmakers. And it's disheartening what the Supreme Court has just done. That decision. Some of those Supreme Court cases have waited 7 years to get to the Supreme Court. So that means they all have to start over. And if they do start over with other people representing different aspects of the Second Amendment, that means in 7 years there won't be a Donald Trump in the White House in 7 years. There will be someone else, but it won't be Donald Trump. So they know that. So all these states are starting to gear up their gun laws. And that's where we have to take a preemptive action. We're building two new sites in Pennsylvania right now.
Wow. Okay.
In Matamoros and in Newfoundland, because when that happens, there's a million AR owners in New Jersey that will no longer be able to have their ARs, because New Jersey's new law that they're making will take away the pistol grip. any firearm, any semi-automatic firearm that takes a magazine will no longer be able to have a pistol grip or a foregrip for the non-shooting hand to hold. That means a 10/22 will be illegal in New Jersey.
Wow.
Okay, so therefore, all those people with those guns would either have to sell them like they did back in 1991. New Jersey's assault weapon ban that exists today, back in 1991, as a police officer, I had three HK-91s in each variation. And my boss knew that I had them because I would take them to the range at the job, and he, when the law went in, he said, get rid of them. So each of those guns I paid, let's say, $1,200 for each then. I had to drive to Maine to sell them for $400 a piece.
Wow.
Because I had to get rid of them. Because
yeah,
that's the New Jersey, it gives no grandfathering. So by us having a place where you, your guns can actually stay in the free state of Pennsylvania, then those guns can stay there and you can enjoy coming to pick them up and use them. And what's funny is lately, our steady customers and longtime customers from Pennsylvania are starting to retire and move to Pennsylvania and take their guns out. And they're actually following their guns to freedom.
Right. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because it's almost like you're tempting them by saying, well, you know, I can have, you know, every gun that is illegal over there, if you walk 50 feet this way, they're legal.
Oh, that's
and I'll hang on to them for you. I'll hang on to them for you.
Yep, and that's the whole point. And the thing is, now, it's illegal in New Jersey to have a fully automatic weapon. It's illegal to have a SBR, and it's illegal to have those NFA items that you'd like to have. But in Pennsylvania, it is legal, and through an NFA trust registered at this address in our locker, in our vault, it's legal for a New Jersey resident to have them there. It's illegal for them to bring them into New Jersey, but they can use them and shoot them in Pennsylvania.
I completely get why you've done this, Eric. I completely get this now.
Well, this is the thing. It did not start out like this. It started out for one specific purpose, help people who are maybe wrongly accused of domestic violence, and it just blossomed into every reason. We now have the federal court system, the pretrial services people calling us to have their clients who are accused of a crime, not convicted, just accused, they mandate that those people have to keep their guns with us while they're going through the trial process. We have county prosecutors doing the same thing. We have the federal court systems doing the same thing. And I did not realize that something like this could mushroom into so many different avenues. Children who fall to addiction of heroin,
Let me get you to hold right there. I was too busy listening. This is very, very informative. My guest is Eric Rebels from Gunsitters.com. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Senate hearing is continuing on Capitol Hill. Dr. Anthony Fauci, CDC Director Robert Redfield, and FDA Director Stephen Hahn all testifying before the Senate committee FDA Administrator Stephen Hahn discusses what can be done to slow the spread of coronavirus in schools.
While vaccine research is ongoing, rapid testing and therapeutic development can aid in the safe return to school, college, and the workplace. FDA is constantly evaluating new data we receive on testing so that we can promote the development of new and better tests.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney says any threat by Russia against the United States should be met with a swift and deadly response. The Wyoming Republican opened a Capitol Hill news briefing with those words, referring to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News. In financial news, the Dow was up over 217 points on Tuesday. A spacesuit from the iconic 1968 film 2001, A Space Odyssey, is set to hit the auction block. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The suit is the one thought to have been worn by actor Keir DeLay as David Bowman, as he argues with the supercomputer HAL, ending up unplugging it.
Open the pod bay doors, HAL.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That spacesuit's expected to bring in between $200,000 and $300,000. Some estimates say even more. The suit is a rare find, as filmmaker Stanley Kubrick reportedly destroyed most of the movie's props to prevent them from being used in other productions without permission. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, where you're speaking with Eric Rebels from Gunsitters. Let's do a little object lesson here. Now, I heard about you through Keita Bussey, and you and I discussed Keita. And Keita got involved with, she did some sort of a training session with SpaceX and NASA, and then she jumped on a plane. And if she had not been using Gunsitters, well, fill in the blanks for me, Eric.
Okay. Basically, the airline system is a mess right now. It's worse than it has ever been. So when Keita had rented a locker in our East Hanover facility in New Jersey, she had shipped her gun to her locker. So it's legal for you to ship your gun to yourself. And she shipped her gun to her locker in our East Hanover facility from where she had originated. She got on the plane. She was diverted. So if she had packed her gun, which she could legally have done, in her luggage, unloaded, in a closed and fastened case, per the TSA rules and the airline rules, her gun, instead of going to a free place where she had a reciprocal permit. She ended up at JFK Airport. So now that firearm would have been in her luggage at JFK Airport, where the airport had given her the choice of leaving and taking a shuttle bus into New Jersey from New York, and that would have presented a legal problem for her. But because her firearm was shipped to herself and her locker at Gun Sitters, she didn't have to have that problem. There was no firearm in her luggage, so therefore she just hopped on another plane, came to New Jersey, and from there she picked up her package, and from there she brought it to Pennsylvania, where she used it for her class.
Now, see, here's my question about this, and I don't know if you know the answer. I'm curious to this, though. If you're on a flight and you have declared a gun, don't they know you have declared a gun?
Okay, yes. Well, this is the thing. Remember, you're allowed to travel with a firearm from point A to point B, as long as the gun is unloaded in a closed and fastened case. Okay? But the legal parameter is you're traveling with a firearm from a place that you legally possess that firearm, and then the place you, your destination has to be another place where you legally possess that firearm. So the problem is, if you're diverted to a place where you do not legally possess that firearm, now you've been put into a predicament beyond your control, but it is still a chargeable offense. And that has happened in the past, where somebody from landing, supposed to land in Allentown, Pennsylvania, land in Newark, New Jersey. He took his firearm to the hotel they put him in overnight in his luggage. When he came back is when he was charged and arrested and spent time in jail because he legally possessed that gun in New Jersey outside of the direct route that he was supposed to take, even though it wasn't his making. So, therefore, you have to be careful when you travel with firearms. We have people, truck drivers, going up to Maine. They stop at our Pennsylvania facility where their gun, their carry permit stops. They drop off that carry gun they have. They go up to Maine, and they come back. They pick up their carry gun and go back to where they came from. So that happens in most of our sites in Pennsylvania because they're all along Route 80, Route 78, you know what I'm saying, and the turnpike outside of New Jersey.
Right.
So there's a lot of strategy involved in this, but it's also knowing the law. We have some of the best lawyers, Evan Knappen, Frank Pisano, big firearms attorneys who have helped us craft this into what it is now. And it's just a crazy situation, but we are glad to help. Well, that's what we're here for. My business partner, Vince Damiano, is a service-connected disabled veteran. And when he left to go to Afghanistan, when he came back and his group came back, New York had put in that SAFE Act, and now all of these active duty soldiers had illegal firearms in New York State because they were gone for a year and came back past the grace period. So they had to do something with their firearms, and that's where we had to help. Okay, so that's another situation is. These soldiers that are deployed have nowhere to keep their guns. They can't keep them on base. They can't keep them off base. They're told to lock them in their cars as they sit in the tow yard, you know, and paying storage for that, where the tow yard takes no responsibility for the weapons or any contents of the vehicles. Here, that's where we help. We give special discounts to military members that are PCSing or going to another duty station outside of the country and sometimes within the country. So we help them out as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, that's something that all of that is a thing. How much time did it take to ramp up to actually open one of these things up? Because it's like you're setting up a Second Amendment embassy of sorts when you're sticking this out there to where, you know, okay, wherever we're at, we have dotted the I's and crossed the T's, and your guns are safe.
Okay, well, every state we go to, we have to educate them on what we're doing and how we're doing it. New Jersey took 2 years. Pennsylvania took 2 years. Maryland took 2 years. Virginia took 2 years. We're still negotiating with Pahrump, Nevada, and we're still getting close out in Maui. Now, Maui has another particular problem. People don't realize that as these states allow marijuana to be recreationalized or to be pharmaceutical as a medical marijuana, that negates your federal right to own a firearm. You can no longer possess a firearm if you are on medical marijuana or recreational marijuana. So therefore, now those firearms federally cannot be possessed. So we have a lot of people storing their guns with us under that guise. While they're under that prescription, they cannot have that firearm. Once they're done with that prescription, they can now come to us and take that firearm back. See, the state of Hawaii had confiscated, Hawaii being a particularly weird state, meaning it's an island. Every gun that comes into Hawaii is registered, whether it's a pistol or rifle, to a person before they buy it. So now you compare who has requested medical marijuana and has received that prescription to who owns a gun, and Hawaii just went out and seized all those firearms from those people. So that's where those police give you a drug test before you could get your guns back or demand one from your doctor, and a lot of people can't pass that being out in Hawaii. So here, storing the guns with gun sitters out there, you don't have to pass a drug test. Your guns are out of your control while you're on the prescription. When you're off your prescription, you can now take possession of your firearms again.
This is truly, if they ever have to put, like, in a dictionary for the phrase dotting the I's and crossing the T's, they should put your logo up there as the image beside that.
It literally every day is another situation, and it's just crazy what people have gone through. Like I mentioned earlier, if a child or even an adult ends up with a heroin,
hang on to that anecdote, if you will, be so kind.
Okay.
Coming up on the next break, and gunsitters.com. This is where you can find there. If you're gonna be doing a little traveling, if you're going somewhere, if you get ready to move, and you're going somewhere where it's not quite the same as where you're coming from. Gunsitters.com is waiting to help you out of that situation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Eric Rebels from Gunsitters.com, a truly unique business. Now, as when you started this, was Virginia as bad a state as it is now? You mentioned how Virginia is going to be worse than New Jersey here shortly. Was Virginia as bad as they are, and is this a new place to open another Gunsitters?
Well, this is the thing. Virginia was not a bad state. In fact, Virginia was a very free state up until the threats recently. But now that the governors have literally been given, from the Supreme Court, given the power or the authority or whatever you want to call it,
right,
they were given free rein to make whatever gun laws they want to make up into, total bans on weapons. Because they know that these things are going to take years to get to the Supreme Court again, and the political climate may be changing or may change in the next 5, 6, 7 years before those cases get up to the Supreme Court. So now Virginia's governor, New Jersey's governor, a lot of the Bloomberg, states, let's say, or Bloomberg-controlled
right.
states,
yes,
are going to be putting in gun laws that they know can will stick for years and pass the next presidency. So that's what the Supreme Court just set a precedent, a very dangerous precedent against the two-way public,
right,
in this country. So by doing that, what's happening is now having a Gunsitters in Virginia is not as advantageous, because if those laws change, those guns can't stay in Virginia. So that's where they would go out to Maryland, and until Maryland falls. Then they would bounce out to West Virginia or to Pennsylvania. So those are our lily pads, basically, where the hops, where you have to hop to where you still have freedom.
So, are you already in positions? In position for people of Virginia, if that becomes a thing, which it's pretty much become a thing already.
Yes, what we're doing is we're working on West Virginia, and we're working on places in southern Pennsylvania.
Gotcha.
So, like I said, it takes 2 years to educate the political public on what you're doing. Now, in saying that, a lot of the towns, a lot of the counties, and a lot of the state agencies love us because, okay, think about this. A guy hits his wife. Where his guns are taken by the
right.
police, and where are they kept? They're kept at the police department.
Sure.
Guess who pays for that? This was a bad man. Who pays for his guns to be stored right now but the whole taxed public? They're storing these guns for up to 2 years on the public's dime, where the police can get these guns out of their coffers, and then this bad person now has to pay a place like Gun Sitters now because he did something bad. He now
right.
has to pay to have his guns stored instead of us taxpayers paying for this bad guy and storing his guns sometimes up to 6 years
yeah.
for free.
So in that particular instance, when that becomes a thing where you have guns that are labeled as this is in storage, these were used in a crime, this is a person that may be becoming prohibited, how do you know when it's okay to let that owner, or if you should let that owner have back those guns, and if it turns out the owner can't have those guns back, can you help the owner with the, this, you know, with whatever, wherever they're going to go?
Well, this is the beauty of Gun Sitters. You have firearms that your collection may be $40,000 worth of guns.
Sure.
Okay. If they're in the police custody, that $40,000 collection is worth nothing. If they're in our locker under their non-custodial firearm storage agreement, meaning you just can't come in, take your guns out to shoot for the day, you've
right.
signed the guns over. They now are in the possession of our FFL. And you can't have these guns back until you want them back and can legally have them back and go through the NICS process and the 4473 to get them back under that particular program. Well, but also, if you can't have those guns back or this lawsuit or these criminal charges are taking too long, you can have us sell those guns and ground them into cash where you could use that money now for your own defense.
Hmm. So do you already have places set up next in your vicinity where you can, I presume you do. You probably do already have them set up to where you could sell them.
Yes, we already do. Because each one of our Gun Sitters locations has an FFL either controlled by us or under contract with us that these firearms can. Sometimes people come to us and say, hey, I can't afford my $5 a gun a month. And that's what we basically average is $5 a gun a month. I can't afford that. So let me sell my Smith & Wesson. So they take that to our affiliated FFL, sell that, and then the money goes to pay their rent. So we get that all the time. And we also get people who die. And the wife doesn't want the guns, and the children, the modern-day children don't want these firearms. So what does the estate do with these firearms? They put them in storage with us. We sell them through our FFL and then
right.
give the estate back the cash that these represent, other than grandma giving away a gun to a guy for cutting her lawn. You know what I'm saying? Without
right.
the legal process being followed.
So yeah, I've heard about things in New York, for example, where some county sheriffs, they cross-reference the gun registry forms in their area with the obituaries.
True.
And then if somebody passes away, then they give them what, 5 days to grieve, and then they're knocking on the door, hey.
And that happens. And the thing is, under the guise that we live in now, the for the public safety is a very powerful sentence that these politicians and these sheriffs can use. We're doing this for the public safety. And who's going to argue with public safety? We have a legacy codicil. It basically attaches to your will and says, when I die, I want these firearms to go to Junior, right? To John Jr.
Right.
But Timmy Timmy had a problem with drugs and he can't possess these firearms. I want gun sitters to sell these firearms through their FFL and give Timmy the cash that's equivalent to what I gave to Johnny. Because Timmy can't own the guns, but Johnny can. You see what I'm saying? And that's what the legacy condo does. And it tells the attorneys and it tells the wife exactly what I want by make, model, and serial number when I want these guns to go to and where I want them to go.
I got time for one more question. We got about a minute and a half. How long did it take you to put all of this together initially?
It's been since 2010, and every day it changes. Every day we get a new situation that we have to think through and consult our attorneys, and then consult the powers that be, the prosecutors, the attorney generals, and the state police. And the laws are written, and we just have to figure out a way between the laws on the white of the paper instead of the black of the paper, on between these words, where we can exist and how we can help somebody.
There you go. Eric, this has been a fascinating hour. Like I said, I used to joke about, you know, buying a bunch of gym lockers and just setting up a, you know, like at the border, at the last place for gas, you know, as you're getting ready to go into New Jersey, just setting up a place going called Bill's Gun Storage Depot. And
yep.
I always thought that would actually be a good idea. I just didn't want to move to the border of New Jersey. So I never did that, but I'm glad you have. And you probably have executed it far better than I ever could have thought to have done it. So I will be in touch with you. Thanks very much for joining me today. And, you know, I'm glad Keita brought you up. I understand the day that we talked about you, that your phone started to ring.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
So
okay.
She's an amazing person, and thank you very much for giving us the time. And if any of your customers needs us, go to gunsitters.com. We'll help you as much as we possibly can.
There you go. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. That was crazy good. The hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.